Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Like Monday. Come on. You must like.
Sets the tone for the rest of the week.
That's right. And you know what we can celebrate today? We actually forgot to do this last week. Hey, hello, everybody. It's Monday. Yes, it is. 2nd of October into a new month. We have 3 months more, and then it'll be 2024, and we can elect a new president. Hey, or not. Okay. Well, we can waste a lot of time talking about that. Or we can celebrate our neighbors and our neighborhood. National Good Neighbor Week. Actually, it started on September 28th. Celebrates the value of connecting with your neighbors. And especially for that 78-year-old guy who shot his neighbor because he was clearing brush out on his side of the fence, right? There's a good neighbor for you. No.
Yeah, can you imagine just doing yard work and
right.
Neighbor didn't care for it.
All right, so let's
spread the
pus.
What happened to just calling police? If, like, somebody's
being too loud.
Not
even doing that.
Yeah, not 911, just the local police. If you feel like somebody is invading your space, and I can't imagine that this guy was being threatening.
I would have just said, hey, buddy, you know that you're on my side of the fence or my side of the line or whatever it is, and hey, you're doing a nice job cleaning things up. Thank you very much for being so helpful. That would have been my way of handling it because, well, I'm not used. I shouldn't say this. Probably it sounds snobby, but it isn't meant to be. I don't have neighbors. I haven't lived really any place. Even when I was a child growing up where I did, across the street from the farm where we're now doing the development, the closest neighbor, we kind of had neighbors, but it wasn't like they were neighbors. How close, when you were living in Nashville, how close was the nearest person to you in your house?
Right next door.
Well, what does that mean? 40 feet, 40 yards, 100 feet, 100 yards? Could you go out the door and see the back door of your neighbor's house? Was it that close?
Yes. I mean, we had a privacy fence. But driveways were right next to each other. You could leap from one driveway to the next driveway on the one side.
Right, okay.
And then, of course, it was a farther walk on the other side.
Yeah, and in Ohio, you have a little more room there, right? I'm guessing that.
Kind of, from driveway to driveway. But no, the houses are still right next door. They're not on top of each other. It's not like we can reach out of one window and then hold hands with the other person reaching out of their window or anything.
Right. So the meaning of neighbors and neighborhoods could be something that has a focus, right? You have different neighbors mean, like I live in a neighborhood and I know most of the people that live in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. The neighborhood is considered the northwest part of town. And so there is probably a dozen streets or so, and it's out in the country, and people don't even consider when they come here from the other parts of town, they don't even think this is part of Framingham. They think it's part of the next town.
Oh, really?
Because there's a lot more room, and there's a lot more less folks. A lot of people, actually, now that I think about it, probably don't know their neighbors here because there's that much room, space. There's nothing like you've just described. There is not there's no neighborhood in my neighborhood that would be considered a development other than the one that I'm building now on the farm, the agrihood. So,
especially when there's a lot of farmland and you have those properties with just acres on acres where if you want to go next door, you basically have to hop on an ATV or something and drive over.
But it's good to know who your neighbors are. Oftentimes in that scenario, Jay, the farmers work together with each other, so it isn't like they have to be able to holler across the fence. They just go, I have my other farmer friend in this neighborhood. He gets in his, as you just suggested, his SUV or a car or something, a tractor, and drives down to see me when he wants something or needs something or, you know, that kind of stuff. But we don't have, or he'll call me on the phone. Well, that's a good way to connect with neighbors, right? Use the phone.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is it's neat to have strong, healthy communities, and that starts with good, strong, healthy neighborhoods. So are you getting along well? Do you have good ways to connect? Sometimes when I was a youngster growing up, we used to have Saturday night dinners once a month, and there's an old, across the street from me now, is a Quaker meeting house, but it used to be the schoolhouse for this part of town where back 150 years ago, the people who had children in this neck of the woods sent them all to this one-room schoolhouse, and they all learned together. All from, can you imagine a school today where everybody in the school, from
all the
K to 12,
groups, right?
Yeah.
And in the same classroom. But then again, I'm sure
I think it'd be helpful.
The exact same thing at the same time. They probably were breaking off into small groups at times.
Oh no, they did. They were all taken. There were, I think my Uncle Sam, who was like my second father, went to that schoolhouse. He grew up the street in a house that I happened to live in when I was married. And the way that they learned was to have sometimes one-on-one. But what I remember him telling me is that he learned more from the other students, the older students, than anything else. And I wonder maybe today if that is...
Oh, that still holds up. Yeah, peers. Yeah, learning from your peers and the peer influence is very significant.
Right. So I'm just thinking about the youngsters in some neighborhoods in this town or others where I've been, the youngsters who go out and play on the sidewalk with chalk.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, do tic-tac-toe, or they do the, what's that game that you put on the chalk? You jump.
Hopscotch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Like some places do a summer block party.
Yeah.
I had friends that lived in this one neighborhood that one of the neighbors had like one of those big blow-ups, and every Sunday evening would just blow it up, and they'd have this impromptu block party right there, kind of like in this cul-de-sac area, and it was so cool.
Yeah. And maybe you encourage your youngsters, I remember my wife used to do this. She had lots of little, those paintings. She would paint the faces of youngsters. You know how they have those things this time of year where they have all the fairs and expositions and stuff, the farm things. One of the things you can do is get your face painted. She used to go around and paint. We had a big stone wall in front of the house, so she would paint on rocks with neat kind of pictures, good artist, positive words, that kind of stuff. Maybe a way for you to spread positivity in your neighborhood is to write a nice letter of encouragement or a simple message that today, I suppose, through email you could get around. I know a neighborhood, in the other neighborhood that's close to me, there is a neighborhood, sort of a network of about 100 people, and they email when things are going on in town. They share the experiences, and they share what's going on, and you should be aware of this and be aware of that. And then there are new neighbors who come to town. How many of them you see new people? Do you bring them gifts, baked goods, things like that? Do you have a garden? Maybe you share vegetables with them, or maybe some flowers from your garden. Maybe have a get-together for the new folks in the neighborhood. A block party, a barbecue, potluck supper, that sort of thing. I've always tried to get together on the farm, but I've never done it successfully. Outdoor movie night. We used to love to have those. This is something you can do, not necessarily in the bad weather. Sharing tools, doing a landscaping project and helping your neighbors, right? Always neighborhoods look better when things are neat and clean and maybe all work together on that.
That's a big reason for HOAs too.
Dictates
that, you have to have things a certain way. There has to be, especially with townhomes or whatever, you can't even paint your front door because technically with townhomes, you only own the inside, you don't own the outside.
That's right. I'm learning that too. You own the inside from the outside wall. How's that? You own the inside of the house from the outside wall. Everything else belongs to the association, as it were. So, anyway, and then there's the bad weather, snow shoveling, and I know that every spring Lots of places go out in organized groups to pick up the debris from the wintertime, that sort of thing. But there are just as, you know, there are some of the older folks in our neighborhood have a book club. The ladies do every month, right? They play games, they play cards, and they get together that way. That helps promote deeper relationships. And then the holiday decorations. I can't tell you that I've seen this year more than I've ever seen before. Excuse me, the folks in my neighborhood, the big neighborhood, who were putting up these Halloween decorations. This weekend, they were going up all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
All right? And then what happens on Halloween evening? You have light refreshments for the adults as they bring the children around. I thought that was kind of that's something that got started a long time ago.
That's fun, yeah. I know a lot of cul-de-sacs, rather than have the kids go into the cul-de-sac and have to go door-to-door, mm-hmm. they will set up shop at the front of the cul-de-sac with a big table and a whole bunch of different bowls of candy, and they just kind of hang out there, and the kids just have to go to this table so that they can get to more houses.
It's fun. Fun, fun, fun. All right, so there it is, some ideas. Wasn't that more fun than talking about the passing of the funding bill, which, yeah, we can talk about that. Doesn't everybody know what happened? Hello, we're still running. It's still operational. The government is quote-unquote operational. I don't know. Excuse me. Every once in a while, I think, and it used to be more, I guess when I was younger and maybe a little more naive, that it was better. Yeah, let's shut the government down, which in principle seems like a good idea because of what they do or don't do, but then when you understand behind the scenes what goes on and how difficult it is and expensive it is to shut everything down and then start over again, not a great idea.
No.
So there are stories on top of stories about that. We can spend a little time, if you feel like it, talking about that maybe in the next half hour. Right now, I want you to think about Calitrin and how good it is for you. There's a new deal this week. You can check it out at toploss.com. When you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you get a 90-day supply of Belly Blast. Ask about that and check it out. You get Belly Blast at Calitrin. Good for losing weight and keeping it off.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
If you you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Monday, the 2nd of October, Jay Kirshner and I gracing the airwaves with our presence. How about that? Take credit for that. All right. Now, one of the things that people are talking about today is the passing of Dianne Feinstein, the oldest member of the Senate, been there a long time. She was 90. She's been sick for a long time. Mm-hmm. And probably judgmentally, although it sounds judgmental, it's kind of like some of these other people that are there for the purposes of running a good government, having somebody like Feinstein in the Senate was not helpful. She was there too long under her, and I don't mean, it shouldn't be an age thing, frankly. Should be other things that enter into whether a person ought to hold office, no matter what it is. It's local office.
She did have to take a lot of time off, especially recently, because of her health, and I think that's one of those things that when it comes to politics and government, everybody should be able to take time off to take care of their health. And unfortunately, that's a position and a job that you can't, you just cannot do your job. You can't.
Yeah, there's a competency test that ought to be.
Step aside. Yeah. We've seen a lot of people who are in their 30s and 40s who have stepped aside because of mental health reasons. They're like, I can't do this and I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the that's why it's not an age thing as much as anything else. So a tribute coming up to Dianne Feinstein after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
The trailblazing United States Senator and former mayor of San Francisco, Dianne Feinstein, has passed away. Born in June 1933, Senator Feinstein's career in politics began as a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in 1969. During this time, she led with strength and compassion through crisis, following the assassinations of Mayor George Moscone and City Supervisor Harvey Milk, where she would succeed Moscone as mayor, becoming the first woman to serve in that position. Feinstein's popularity as mayor for the following decade resulted in her being elected to the United States Senate in 1992.
The one thing America needs to do is be constant. Be constant with the world. Be constant with our values.
Becoming the first woman to chair the Senate Rules Committee, the Senate Intelligence Committee, and to preside over a U.S. presidential inauguration. Feinstein has championed numerous causes. We remember a trailblazing American. Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah, she contributed a lot to the world, to the scenario, to the city, to the state, to the country. But she actually
fought against
ran
the torture interrogations with the CIA.
Yeah, right. So she was married three times, and a lot of people in her family fighting over the money from her last husband. You know, that kind of stuff. It's too bad. But anyway. A couple of years ago, she started losing her effectiveness a couple of years ago. And that's the point where I was saying that you ought to either have enough hubris to resign. The thing is, the person who's been appointed to replace her is a horror show. That's a discussion for another time. But at any rate, Feinstein did serve well and long. So that probably is what we should remember about her career. 28 after the hour now here on the Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's just too dangerous for our cats and kittens. Cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved furballs. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, and yes, it can be done, you go a long way in satisfying your cat's wanderlust. It will allow your cat so many extra freedoms. He'll enjoy the joys of the outside world safely and will become a better companion to you. After all, dog owners take their dogs on visits to grandma's house or to see friends. Why should Kitty be deprived of such pleasant outings? I know what you're saying. It's not that hard to teach your cat to walk on a leash. You need to get the right type of harness, and they do sell cat harnesses. Practice every day. Be patient, and in no time at all, you and your feline buddy will be strutting your stuff in your neighborhood. I'm Warren X.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. California Governor Gavin Newsom named Democrat strategist LaFonza Butler as Senator Dianne Feinstein's replacement in the U.S. Senate after the longtime Democrat senator died last week at the age of 90. Butler will finish out the remainder of Feinstein's term in Washington ahead of the 2024 election. In a statement, the governor described Butler as an advocate for women and girls and a second-generation fighter for working people. Butler is married to her wife, Naneki, and together they have a daughter, Nyla. Dissatisfied with President Biden's job performance heading into the 2024 presidential election, Representative Dean Phillips of Minnesota is stepping down from his House Democratic leadership position, an exit after his unsuccessful call for a viable party challenger in the 2024 presidential election. He will remain on the payroll as a congressman. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello? Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us.
I couldn't do that shirt in. Two different things.
That doesn't stop me from doing it, even though could or couldn't. All right, 34 and change past the hour on the Monday program. New beginnings every hour, every half hour, every moment in your life presents you with opportunities to start new and fresh. So does the fact that it's not only a new month, but it's a new season. The autumn leaves. I was up in northern New Hampshire, northern New York and Vermont over the weekend, and there are just the slightest little touches of orange. And I can't, you know, people say it's beautiful. It just sends me into a tailspin. It's beautiful.
You're just not a of
I don't like
to an end
no,
and
no.
moving to a new season.
Fall's great.
It's so
the
pretty.
Weather is fabulous, but then it goes into the winter and it
winter,
does a number
is
on
so
my head.
So much more awesome.
Ah, boo!
Love it.
Boo! All right, so up in Ohio where you are, have any leaves started to change color?
Yeah, they have. We've been seeing a lot of leaves starting to change color. There's still a lot of green, and we still have some like warmer weather this week. But, yeah it's great. Looking forward to that full, full foliage, full fall
foliage. Supposed to be 84 here tomorrow, 82 on Wednesday. 70s all week, no rain.
Leaves are everywhere.
Yeah.
It was a pretty easy bee season all summer long, and then towards the end of summer and into now the warmer days, they are just like,
well, they come out.
Did you miss us?
Yeah. They come around the farm. We have the ice cream bus where people come to enjoy the farm, see the calves. I was going to take a video yesterday, which I had. We were working out back where the calves are. We have 15. We're feeding 15 new calves. And we put them out for the first time into the big pasture, and it is hysterical to watch them when the gate opens and they figure out what's going on, and they go out and one.
Oh, do they do a little hop?
Oh, they run and run and run and run and run. It was fabulous, and I didn't have my camera, my iPhone with me, so I didn't get. And then I get busy doing something else, and I didn't go back over there. But it just, oh, my God, to see that, that's a fabulous thing. Life and how it all at that new, the young age, they're so fresh and full of vim, vigor, and vitality. And that's not necessarily what autumn represents, but we have a chain of late calves this year. So it's going to be fun. We go into the fall, and people come, bring their children, and they're so in awe of what it's all about. It's neat. So over the weekend, I know there was, beside looking at the fall and going to an auction, there was this little thing called a potential shutdown that was stopped or was, I don't know whether you say it was stopped, averted is probably the right word, the 45-day spending bill or funding bill, whatever you want to call it, so there was no government shutdown. I did lots of, on Friday night and Saturday morning early before I went up to New York, I was on looking around at some of the previous government shutdowns. I went back to the 1970s. I was all prepared to talk about the longest ones and the shortest ones and the federal funding. If you go back to this has happened like 14 times. Not like this was something new. Some of them are a day, some of them are a week, some of them were a long time. But you know what? We don't have to talk about it because it didn't happen. Now, does that mean it's not going to happen in 45 days? I'm going to suggest to you, my own gut tells me that they don't want either side. They can play all they want in their sandboxes and blame McCarthy and all the other stuff that, was the only people who are blaming McCarthy, actually, because he kind of did a fairly good job. As I've said on a number of occasions, I'm much more pro-McCarthy than I was when he was trying to get the job. So he reversed his course and put a clean resolution on the floor. There were all kinds of things tied to it, like aid to Ukraine, and nobody wanted to get into that discussion. So the only person that really is ticked off about that is Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards he chides everybody, oh, this is a terrible thing. Come on, Joe. We don't have to put up with all the foolishness. And you know what? You need to start reading the tea leaves because the aid to Ukraine enthusiasm has wilted tremendously on not just the Republican side, but on the on the Democrat
side,
too. Well,
it comes with so many unanswered questions.
Right.
Of where is a lot of this money going? Where is the equipment going?
Yeah.
Why is there so much that's really unaccounted for? And, yes, nobody wants Russia to win. Let's be real.
Right.
But it is kind of like, well, wait a second. We need to do a deeper dive into this before we keep spending more money.
Yeah. The problem is, as it seems to vary, the dysfunctional nature of politics and the way they run the House, to a lesser extent the Senate. But they only had like 5 minutes to evaluate all of this stuff. It was a 70-page bill. And of course, the guy who's the minority leader had to take a shot at the Republicans, the MAGA, he called them, Republicans. How does that ever work? When you slap somebody around, when you insult them, when you take shots at them, how does that work when you're trying to do something to get an accord going to fix a problem that isn't good for anybody? So the problem, they're going to keep working on stuff on, they'll work on a funding bill to support Ukraine, yada, yada, yada. So whether for McCarthy and for the Republicans, some of them anyway, they wonder about his political future. The likes of but if you look at the caliber of the people, and this is what I look at, frankly, you look at the caliber of the people who are opposed to McCarthy, like this bird brain Matt Gaetz from Florida, who wants to. This is a guy who is not a real solid. How do I say this without sounding, I'm not calling him names. He's not a real solid human being in terms of his ethics and morality. How's that? That it would appear on the surface. Is that okay?
Questionable character.
Character, yes, questionable character. Anyway, excuse me for a minute. Yes.
Matt Gaetz is like, I feel like he's always in the news for something, and he's a butt of a lot of jokes. But wasn't there a period of time where Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz were.
Yeah, they were doing their travel.
Projected to be like BFFs.
Yeah, well, they also a little hustle maybe between the two of them. Who knows what else was going on? Not important other than the gossip that comes from it. But he and Marjorie Taylor Greene are both bomb throwers. To be sure, they're both the people that go in and stir the pot, which has there's a reason for that. There's need for that to a certain extent. But after a while, when that's all you're known for and not very constructive. And anyway, so he sees himself as some sort of a leader. But I don't think anybody else sees him as much of a leader. And you'll notice that Marjorie Taylor Greene has been very quiet through all this for whatever the reason. The other people, there are a bunch of people on both sides who are just there, it would seem, to make a lot of noise. At any rate, I guess the bottom line to all of this is that there is a 45-day cooling-off period so that they can hopefully do their jobs, which is not to serve themselves or their party, but to serve their constituents and the citizens of the United States of America. What a concept! Woo! Right? Amazing. All right, so anyway, in and amongst all of this stuff, there's a fire alarm that gets triggered in one of the congressional offices just before they voted on the spending bill. Representative Jamal Bowman of New York admitted to pulling the alarm, and he said it was innocent. I was rushing to make a vote. I didn't know it would trigger the whole building. What are you, stupid?
An innocent man. Well, okay, so when I first saw this story and I just read the headline, I was like, wait, how is that an innocent mistake? Then I read the story and I'm like, okay, I can kind of see how this would happen. Not everybody knows that
who
does it
know?
Fire alarm.
Yeah.
When you pull a fire alarm.
So let's go back to the original conversation of Dianne Feinstein we had in the last half hour, which you can hear if you're just joining us now. In the Good Day download, the show plays all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. I said some things about Dianne, and there are some other things that apply to not just her, but people who are there. And a competency test ought to be one way for people, who doesn't know that you walk by this red box
that says fire on it in capital letters. You don't know?
Okay, so as I was saying, not everybody knows that it doesn't only trigger your floor or your wing. It triggers the entire building. And those doors that shut, the fire doors that shut to keep fire from spreading, those are those big, thick, heavy doors. They don't lock, but they automatically shut to keep things safe. He was panicked because clearly he was running late when the panicked mind does not think. And he came upon a door that he always goes through. It was shut and it was locked. He thought if he triggered the fire alarm in his location, it would only go off in his location and it would unlock that door so that he could open it.
Mm. Okay, you buying that?
When it plays out like that and I think about a panicked mind not thinking, I do. I believe him. I'm not justifying it. I'm not saying
no,
it's okay. It's still a really stupid mistake. Let's be real. But I believe him that he was dumb enough in that moment to think otherwise.
Yeah. Okay, so let's give him the benefit
of
the doubt.
In the panic moment. But again, that's one of those things, not because I was having this conversation with a couple other people. They had no idea that if you pull a fire alarm in a big building, it doesn't set off the fire alarms for the entire building. And a lot of people don't realize about those fire doors.
Yeah.
They think it automatically opens every door in the building. And it's like, no, it shuts them to prevent the fire from spreading if there is an actual fire.
So that's, again, back to competency and what people know and what they don't know. Isn't this something you learn in the first grade when you're going through the drills? There are always drills
stop, drop, and
schools.
Roll.
Yeah.
Things I learned in school had me more convinced I was going to be catching fire a lot more often in my adult life.
Well, anyway. And so he did what he did, and people will say the Republicans, he was trying to do that. Okay. Just kind of. It's a lesson for all of us to make sure that we know some of the basic things in life, like what a fire alarm is and what it does.
I think if this was a situation trying to pause something, like maliciously or vindictive way, I think he would have gotten somebody else to do it. I don't think he would have done it himself. Maybe. That's why another reason why I believe it really was just an error in judgment.
So the vote finally was 335-91. To have the extension. So that's the end of that conversation. Whew, 48 past the hour.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin with the latest word on how you can be successful in your weight loss quest.
And, you know, as part of my job, I get to deal with all of the testimonials, so I get to see every testimonial that comes in. Really, the one thing I just want to stress is you don't even know how good you can feel. You really don't. It's like that old saying, you know, you didn't know you couldn't see until you put the glasses on. You're like, wow, this is how I'm supposed to be able to see. You just don't even know how good you can feel. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You like not just looks, you know, but just in health. All of your numbers start looking better across the board too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
All right. So the way of getting this, go to toploss.com. Check out what the special is, toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, here we are at 53 past the hour on the Monday Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, Food Farm and Family Time, foodfarmfamily.com. You can find more detail on some of the messages that are passed along during this portion of the program. Let's celebrate World Farm Animal Day today.
Yes.
World Day for Farmed Animals, celebrated on the birthday of the spiritual leader. A lot of people say Mahatma Gandhi was the leader in terms of respect for all animals of all kinds. And so this day founded as part of an international farm animal rights movement campaign. It goes back into the 80s to raise awareness regarding the prolonged suffering that some farm animals have been subjected to. I really am, the slaughter is something I don't hold with. I've never slaughtered an animal that I raised. So that's why I have the sanctuary on my farm, bovine sanctuary. But it's just a different kind of thinking. I don't justify it, but I get a lot of people make their living raising animals, and they get slaughtered, and the meat is culled, and that's what you eat when you have a hamburger or a steak. That's the barbecue. That's it.
So. I just couldn't imagine that. When you have the animal on your farm, or like when children raise these animals for what's like 4-H and FFA and all of that, and it's basically like you love this thing and then you kill it or you sell it off.
I can't raise things to be killed.
It's like your fur baby, and all of a sudden it's just.
But people who have hundreds and thousands of animals, that's what they do. That's their thinking, and for
that's their job.
That's how they live. But Then there are a lot of these outfits, the Prevention Cruelty to Animals, MSPCA, the Mass Society, or the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. They exist all over the world, by the way, not just here in our country. There are those who are vegan or vegetarians who say they do it because they don't want to eat animals, and that certainly is their right. I'm not sure where to draw the line here, frankly. The business I don't think that slaughtering is humane. There's a lady who was an activist. I don't know if she's still around or not. Temple Grandin, very interesting lady, scientist, animal behaviorist. She had some kind. It was autism, I think, of a band. She presented herself and her ideas extraordinarily well.
Mm-hmm.
She worked to make large beef slaughtering plants humane, and there's nothing wrong with that. Frankly, the animals know when they're going in to be slaughtered. Cows do. I know they do. I can tell by looking at them because I've been there. So anyway, that's what today is about, World Farm Animal Day. Okay, so beside that, here we have our recalls of the day. Regal Foods of Leola, Pennsylvania, recalling a number of seasonings because there's rat crap.
Yeah.
And the oregano. This is great, right? So if you have bought any oregano, look at it, see if it comes from Regal Foods. If it does, bring it back. Don't throw it away. Bring it back to the store. Get your money back and say, I want 40 mm-hmm. bucks, please, for my time.
Oh, but Regal wait, there's more.
Foods. What?
Italian seasoning, taco seasoning, herbs and garlic, fajita seasoning, herb de Provence, pasta herb, blackening seasoning.
Bring it back.
Bring it
Get
back.
Get your money back. Celebrities in the food, farm, and family news. Taylor Swift has started what's called, I guess by some, the ranch movement, the moment. She's never mentioned any sauces in any of her songs, but there's a photo of
her. This actually came from a fan account. And with Taylor Swift at the first Chiefs game she went to, she had chicken and ketchup and, quote-unquote, seemingly ranch. That's what this fan Twitter account tweeted, or X, whatever. And it got picked up so much, and people are sharing it. And then the Empire State Building did change their colors to red and white and tweeted about it and were like, it's ketchup and seemingly ranch. And then even Heinz is doing a whole thing of ketchup and seemingly ranch. And using that exact verbiage, which didn't actually come from Taylor Swift, but a fan account, yet she's getting all the credit about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, listen, wherever she goes, whatever she does, people are watching. Alicia Keys has filed a trademark for Alicia Tees. So she's not going to sing her right anymore, it seems. She's going to make tea. How about that? She's got tea names from some of her songs. This Earl is on Fire. The Empire State of Mint. Green Age Love Affair. All right, so you look for Alicia Keys. Tees, if you like.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.